Explorer 6. Copyright Macmillan Education. A division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2015. Through the Looking Glass. A classic story by Lewis Carroll. Adapted by Jill Munton. Read by Harriet Kershaw. Chapter 1. Through the Looking Glass. It was a cold winter day, and Alice was sitting by the fire. She was rolling some wool into a ball for her mother to knit into a jumper. Soon, she started to feel sleepy. So, she put the ball of wool on the floor. When Alice woke up, her cat Dinah was washing one of her kittens. It was Snowdrop, the good kitten. Alice watched as Dinah washed Snowdrop's white face.
Poor Snowdrop, she thought. I don't think she likes that. Now, where's Kitty?
Kitty was the black kitten, the naughty one. Then Alice saw the wool. Kitty had been playing with it while Alice was asleep. Now it lay in a mess on the floor. Kitty was tangled in the wool and she was running in circles, chasing her tail.
You naughty little cat, cried Alice.
She picked the kitten up and kissed her. It was hard to be angry with a kitten. She frowned at Dinah, the kitten's mother.
You must teach her to be good, Dinah, she said.
She climbed back into her chair, taking Kitty and the wool with her. Alice started to roll the wool up again. As she worked, she talked to the kitten, who sat next to her and watched.
You've done three naughty things today, Kitty. First, you squeaked when Dinah was washing your face. What did you say? Her paw went into your eye. Well, you must close your eyes when your mother washes your face. Then, you drank Snowdrop's milk. I know you were thirsty, but Snowdrop was thirsty too. After that, you tangled my wool. When I saw it, Kitty, I almost cried. Kitty, can you play chess?
Alice asked.
When I was playing it with my sister, I'm sure you were watching us. I've got an idea. Let's pretend that you're the Red Queen. She's a very important chess piece.
Alice stood up and went to the chess set on the table. She picked up the Red Queen and put her in front of the kitten.
There, you see, said Alice. Can you fold your arms like the Red Queen? You'll look just like her.
But the kitten did not fold her arms. She started to play with the wool again.
You naughty kitten, Alice said.
She picked her up and climbed onto the shelf above the fire. She held Kitty up so that the kitten could see herself in the looking glass. This was the big mirror above the fire.
"Look at your naughty face," said Alice. "To punish you, I think I'll put you into the looking glass house. How would you like that, Kitty? Now listen, I'll tell you about the looking glass house. The room you can see is the same as this room, but everything is back to front. I can see the chair and the table and the books. They're like our books, but the words go the wrong way. I wish I could see the fireplace. Do you think they have a fire? Would you like to live in the looking glass house, Kitty? Do you think they would give you milk? Oh, I wish I could go through the looking glass. Let's pretend that the glass is soft. Oh, Kitty, I think it's melting. Like ice. The glass is melting into a silver mist, thought Alice. I've gone through the looking glass. I'm in the looking glass house.
Alice jumped down. First, she looked in the fireplace.
Good. There's a fire here too. I won't be cold, she thought.
Then she looked at the pictures on the walls. Everything in them was moving, and the clock had a face. It looked like an old man, and he was smiling at Alice. Alice looked down at the floor.
What an untidy room, she said. All the chess pieces are on the floor. There are pieces of coal too, from the fireplace.
Alice knelt down to look at the chess pieces.
They're walking about,
she whispered. She did not want to frighten them.
I can see the Red Queen and the Red King. And there are the White Queen and the White King. And the two white castles. I don't think they can hear me or see me, though. Perhaps I'm invisible.
Then Alice heard a little squeak.
It's coming from the table, she thought.
She stood up and went to look. One of the white pawns was rolling about on the table. She was kicking her legs in the air and squeaking.
Ew! It's my little daughter Lily,
cried the White Queen.
I must go to her.
She pushed past the White King, who fell among the pieces of coal.
I'm coming, my dear,
she cried, trying to climb up one of the table legs.
What a fuss,
said the White King angrily. He was covered in coal dust, and he had hurt his nose. Poor little Lily was screaming now, so Alice picked up the White Queen and put her on the table. The White Queen hugged her daughter until she was quiet, and then she called out to the White King.
Ooh, be careful with the tornado, my dear.
What tornado?
He replied.
Where is it?
He looked in the fireplace.
Is it in here?
The tornado that blew me up onto the table, silly,
replied the White Queen.
If you want to join us, you can climb up.
The White King tried to climb up the table leg, but he was very slow.
Poor thing,
thought Alice. She picked him up and gently brushed off the coal dust with her hand. He was so surprised that his eyes and his mouth grew bigger and bigger and rounder and rounder. Alice laughed so much that she almost dropped him. She put the White King on the table with the White Queen and Lily.
He looks quite ill, she said to herself. I'll find some water to splash on his face.
When she got back to the table with the water, the White King looked much better. He was talking to the White Queen, and Alice knelt down to listen.
I was so frightened, my dear,
the White King said.
I'll never forget it.
You will forget it,
the White Queen replied,
if you don't write it all in your notebook.
So the White King took his notebook from his pocket and started to write. As Alice waited for the White King to finish writing, she saw a pile of books on the table. She picked one up, opened it, and saw a poem. But when she tried to read it, she could not understand the words.
This poem is very strange, she said to herself. I don't think it's written in English.
This is what she saw. Alice looked at the poem for a long time. Then she had an idea.
It's a looking glass book, she said to herself. So it's a looking glass poem. All the words are back to front. If I put the poem in front of the looking glass, I can read it.
So she climbed up onto the shelf again and held the book up. In the looking glass, she read, "'Twas Brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe."
"But I still don't understand it," said poor Alice. "It's a nonsense poem."
Then she remembered where she was, and she jumped up.
"I won't stay here any longer," she said to herself. "I want to see the rest of the looking glass house. I'll go outside and look at the garden."
So she ran out of the room and went to the top of the stairs. She put her foot on the first step, and suddenly she was flying down to the bottom. She flew along the hall, out of the door, and into the garden.